CPR 10 for the week ending 10-10-10.
Oh my God, they're not breathing! Does anyone know CPR?
Campground Pirate Radio.
Broadcasting from my gun turret high atop Rancho Del Waldo, this is Uncle Waldo and this is Campground Pirate Radio. It's for the 10-10-10 weekend! And let's start it out right with Chicago! Campground Pirate Radio on this 10-10-10 weekend. And for all you fans of Douglas Adams, if you know the binary number 10-10-10 equals, surprisingly, 42, or the answer to everything in the world, according to the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. So in their ongoing quest to exploit the mundane, here's a song that lasts 4 minutes and 20 seconds. It's Eric Johnson, Cliffs of Dover. Thank you. Mark Johnson on the CPR. Hey, this next song could be construed as the inverse of the previous one because, well, it only lasts 240. But hell, I like it.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
Come on, baby, do the locomotion.
I know you'll get to like it if you give it a chance now.
We'll be right back.
That's Savory from Jawbox. A band back in the mid-90s I really liked. Hey, here's another band from the mid-90s around that same time called The Indians and Bed of Roses. See if you remember this one.
A million miles, a million miles. A rose, it knows your name. The fruit is rusting on the vine. The fruit is calling from the trees. Hey, don't you wanna go down like some junkie cosmonaut?
Yours. It's Uncle Waldo.
Hey, how y'all doing on this 10-10-10 weekend? Hey, before the show started, I went and took a run on down to my favorite bookstore, which happens to be Borders. Well, Barnes & Noble, got a shout out for them too. Like them as well. But in any case, do y'all remember a couple of shows back? We had the bomb-throwing anarchist in the studio, and he was complaining about how the boomers are destroying the world. You know, we had a couple of shows on that, and, you know, we've had some people complain, we've had some people agree, and, you know, I actually lost a friendship over it, but had a little retribution here. I was poking around the magazine racks, and I ran across the October issue of The Atlantic, and right on the cover, it reads, "The Boomers' Last Chance. They ruined everything, but they can still be the greatest generation, and here's how." Let me read you the opening snippet from the article. "Self-absorbed, self-indulged, and self-loathing. The baby boom generation at last has the chance to step up out of the so-called greatest generation's historical shadow. Boomers may not have the opportunity to save the world, as their predecessors did, but they can still redeem themselves by saving the American economy from the fiscal mess that they and their fathers and mothers are leaving behind." Now, that's basically what we were talking about, is the total fiscal mess that Gen X, Gen Y, millennials, whatever you want to call it, they're going to be left picking up the tab. Now, what boomers can do, according to this article, step up, pick up the tab. That's all you need to do. Just say, you know what, don't worry, this one's on us. And to be fair, now let's face it, everything isn't all the boomers' fault. I mean, the so-called greatest generation, or the traditionalists, basically the parents of the boomers, you know, they're the ones that started off living a life in debt. They're the ones that got us into Vietnam, and they're the ones that got us into Watergate. And it was the boomers that pulled our butts out of that. So you got to give them props for that. So boomers, you've got 19 years until the last of your generation begins to retire, you know, to step up and make this right. So get started, boomers. There's no reason you can't turn this around and save the country just like your parents did. So go out, pick up a copy of the October issue of The Atlantic. Zonker from Doonesbury's on the cover. I guess it's their 40th anniversary or something. The article written by Michael Kinsley, I don't think I said that earlier, takes about 15 minutes to read, or, well, 45 minutes if you're a graduate from public schools, but, you know, that's another discussion. And by the way, this is not a paid plug from The Atlantic. I just thought it'd be interesting, you know, article to share with all of you people. We're still member supported, and we're always going to be that way. So here's one for the boomers. It's the Posies and Going, Going, Gone.
When the words that you call your own have a very, very foreign tone, and you feel like you're alone, and the message that you didn't mean starts a dirty mind from coming clean. On the right to be obscene, well, I don't think I'm getting nowhere. Someone, someone.
Back at you with another Molotov cocktail of outrage to get your blood boiling. And this week, we're talking one of my favorite subjects, cops. The man, the boys in blue. And once again, they did not make the top 10 in the list of America's most dangerous jobs. They come in behind fishermen, truck drivers, and a whole host of other workaday blue-collar jobs. But you'll always hear the excuse when they commit egregious misconduct that they put their lives on the line every day, and we can't be expected to hold them to the same standards because of that inherent risk in their job. I think that's absurd. Would you forgive a truck driver's actions if he ran another car off the road and he said, well, the driver in the Honda made a furtive movement and I was afraid for my life, so I had to run them into the ditch? I don't think so. Unfortunately, that's the excuse that the apologists often give. Their job is so dangerous that we need to give them the benefit of the doubt when they exercise force, even egregious, brutal force, that turns out to be completely unjustified under the circumstances. If we look at the statistics, it turns out that the murder rate nationally, the uniform murder rate, is 5.4 per 100,000. Law enforcement officers is only slightly higher at 5.76 per 100,000. This is a tiny statistical difference, almost meaningless. Should this slight increase be a justification for law enforcement's proclivity for excessive force? I don't think so. It's interesting to note that police officers aren't even the most likely people to be murdered in the course of their duties. In fact, retail clerks and sales supervisors are much more likely to be the victim of a homicide. So the guy at Circle K might be said to be putting his life on the line every day more than the police officer who comes in for free Cokes and donuts. Would we let a sales clerk just taser somebody for making a furtive movement or looking suspicious or not answering questions? I don't think so. It's really important to continue to point out this disconnect between the reality and the perception, because the perception lets these guys get away with this. It lets people make excuses for them, and sometimes what they do is inexcusable. You see in those bumper stickers around town that say, "Thank a cop," but when it comes to dangerous jobs, maybe they should read, "Thank Apu."
Thank you very much. Come again, please.
Hello, Cosmo, didn't mean to go astray. Took life too serious, began to slip away. Almost conform to expectations of the mass. Need to relax a while and lie down in the grass. Good day, sunshine, can I share in your warm glow? Put trust in people that I did. No, almost convinced me to regret the things I've done. Need to redeem myself and sit here in the sun. Look at me and what you see is what I am, and I'll be who I wanna be. Look at me and what you see is what I am, and I'll be who I wanna be. Took life too serious, began to slip away. Almost conformed to expectations of the mass. Need to relax a while and lie down in the grass. Look at me and what you see is what I am, and I'll be who I wanna be. Look at me and what you see is what I am, and I'll be who I wanna be.
That's Animal Bag and Hello Cosmo. Hey, now I normally don't want to jump in after BTA's piece, but I wanted to clarify something. Cops and firefighters didn't land on the top 10, but, you know, came in 12th and 13th, respectively. You know, because I got a buddy who's a cop and a family member who's with the fire department. Remember, there's just as many assholes in their line of work, giving them a bad name, as any other line of work. Plus, must have been a different list or something that BTA was looking on for the store clerks, because they sure as hell weren't on any list that I saw. Hey, enough said. By the way, if there's any law enforcement officials out there that would like some equal time, contact me at campgroundpirateradio@gmail.com. I'd love to hear your side, and I'm sure other people would too. But in the meantime, let's all crack a beer and listen to some Jimmy Buffett.
Now they make new movies in old black and white. The happy endings where nobody fights. So if you find yourself in that nostalgic rage, honey, jump right up and show your age. I wish I had a pencil and mustache, the Boston blanket kind, two-tone Ricky Ricardo jacket, and an autographed picture of Andy Devine. I remember being buck-toothed and skinny, writing fan letters to Sky's niece Penny. Oh, I wish I had a pencil and mustache, then I could solve some mysteries.
Goodbye. I said goodnight. sit to pee. This is your radio station. But if you piss all over the seat, then this is your radio station.
Campground Pirate Radio.
6120 Twang Master himself, the Reverend Horton Heat. Hey, here's a band out of England, the Rocket Dogs, and All Gone Bad. Dogs on the CPR. Well, if you all noticed, we're getting close to the hour, but we're nowhere near finishing, so we're going to try out our new 90-minute format. We hope you like it. Hey, I got another one here from Asylum.com. Y'all seen the movie trailer for the upcoming movie called Buried, in which, you know, the star spends the whole thing buried alive in a coffin with only an LCD light to keep him company? You know, pretty claustrophobic in the whole bit. Well, it got way more weird for four volunteers in Texas who decided to take the unlikely disturbing experience of watching the movie and turn it into a potentially life-scarring evening. As the opening salvo of the 2010 edition of Austin's Fantastic Fest, four lucky moviegoers got the opportunity to be blindfolded, driven out to a remote locale, placed in a coffin, buried alive, and then allowed to remove the blindfold, at which point they got to watch the movie on an LCD screen inside the coffin's lid. Okay, now here's the freaky part. They didn't have to go out and find four people. These were four people chosen out of a lottery of a whole bunch of people who wanted to be that way. Ugh. Sorry, but it just gets a little weird in Austin sometimes. Gotta love that place, though. Hey, speaking of weird, Man or Astro Man, here they are. This is Cleanup on Aisle 9. On the CPR. Okay, so let's slow it down with some torch music from Miss Katie Lang. This is Constant Craving. This is for Miss Stephanie. Here you go, love. Katie Lang on the CPR. Hey, a little while ago, I kind of mentioned that it was Doonesbury's 40th anniversary. I think I also read somewhere that it's Peanuts' 60th birthday, so Charlie Brown's like 60 right now. And Fred Flintstone, hell, he just turned 50. But here's one that scared the crap out of me. I'm the same age as George Jetson? Dear God. Anyway, hey, here's one for all the Jetson fans out there. This is the Violent Femmes. Do you remember this one?
Eep, eep, op, op, ork, ork, ah-ah. Eep, eep, op, op, ork, ork, ah-ah. Get in this capsule, baby. We are blasting off.
Eep, op, ork, ah-ah. Eep, op, ork, ah-ah. Eep, op, ork, ah-ah.
That means I love you. I took my baby for a ride in Spain.
digs a word we say.
On the CPR with their tribute to the Jetsons. Man, I don't know anybody that watched that show live when it was on the air, but we pretty much grew up watching the reruns of that and Wile E. Coyote and all that good stuff. Hey, here's another band that we weren't into when they were around, but we sure got into after they were gone. It's the Beatles!
Sitting on a cornflake, waiting for the van to come.
On radio, when you're playing a Beatles song, don't step all over the cool shit at the end of the song. Hey, this is Elastica, Stutter. Song way ahead of its time.
I met her in the club down in Old Soho, where you drink champagne and it tastes just like cherry cola. C-O-L-A cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said Lola. L-O-L-A Lola. La-la-la-la-la. Thank you.
la 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 la. Girls will be boys and boys will be girls. It's a mixed up, muddled up, shook up world. It's a la 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 la.
Jackets, there's a band I can listen to all day long. Hey, here's what I dug up from the archives. This is Crowded House and Locked Out.
Have you in the end? Yeah, the guys from Crowded House. Hey, we're wrapping it up now. You know, I think I like 90 minutes a hell of a lot better than an hour. You know, you got a little bit more time to play some music, have some fun, talk some shit, and basically make a fool out of yourself. I hope you like the 90 minutes. Hey, let me know. Send me an email at campgroundpirateradio@gmail.com or jump over to our Facebook page, campgroundpirateradio.com. Hey, and remember, this is your station. Become part of it. Join in. Let me know what you want to hear. Let me know what you don't want to hear. Do you have a segment that you want to add to it? You got something to say? You can say it succinctly and get your point across? Drop me an MP3, a WAV file, AIFFF, whatever the hell those things are called. But drop me something at campgroundpirateradio@gmail.com. I'll listen to it. Hell, I'll give, you know, anybody airtime. Like I said, I'll listen to any crackpot. And remember, we're a listener-supported station, so we're not going to be taking any money from the big corps out there. So if you want to help out, go over to campgroundpirateradio.com, click on the Help Waldo tag, and see what you can do. So in the meantime, I'm going to leave you with the words of the ignoble Hunter S. Thompson. Don't let the bastards get you down. And until next week, I'm Uncle Waldo. This is Campground Pirate Radio. See ya!
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime. Didn't you? People call, say, beware, doll, you're bound to fall. You thought they were all kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Now you don't talk so loud. Now you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging your next lonely, but you know you only used to get juiced in it. Nobody's ever taught you how to live out on the street, and now you're gonna have to get used to it. You say you never compromise with a mystery tramp, but now you realize he's not selling any alibis as you stare into the vacuum of his eyes and say, do you want to make a deal? How does it feel? How does it feel to be on your jugglers and the clowns when they all did tricks for you? Never understood that it ain't no good. You shouldn't let other people get your kicks for you. You used to ride on a chrome horse with your diplomat who carried on his shoulder a Siamese cat. Ain't it hard when you discover that he really wasn't where it's at after he took from you everything? on the steeple, and all the pretty people, they all drinking, thinking that they got it made. Exchanging all precious gifts, but you better take a diamond ring, you better pawn it, babe. You used to be so amused at Napoleon in rags and the language that he used. Go to him now, he calls you, you can't refuse. When you ain't got nothing, you got nothing to lose. You're invisible now, you got no secrets to come.